Blog Talk Radio.
Have that talent. Welcome to North Carolina.
Have that talent.
Have that talent.
I'm gone.
Got that rhythm.
I'm gone.
Have that talent.
I'm gone.
Got.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
I'm gone. I'm gone.
Come on, come on, come on.
I'm gone.
All right, welcome to North Carolina. You're in the Care to Read room. Thank you so much for joining us today. And we're venturing up on another day of celebration. It's finally Friday. Thank you, Lord. Look how far you've brought us. We are celebrating once again. And we'd like to thank each and every one of you for being a part of our new feature show entitled For the segment of this show, we are focusing in on the youth. Now, we're going to deter just a little bit because we need to get this topic in there. We've been talking about frequencies. We've been talking how they alter our condition, our being. We've been talking about a lot of paranoia, paranormal things, shall I say. And a lot of people need to know where we come from. We are a mind, soul, body, and spirit group of people here. Yes, we're paranormal, and we do believe in the supernatural, and we believe in miracles. Just as you know, our last segment was on coming to your miracle. Now, we're going to talk about the frequency. Just what does the frequency wave do for you and to you? And ladies and gentlemen, we also are going to be talking about what is it that we have lost in our DNA, and why are we just operating with a portion of our brain? Now, if we have a Akashic record that retains all information from our ancestors, should we be even smarter than they were? And can't we tap into our glands and tap into that medulla oblongata to bring about that DNA knowledge of information, that cesspool of information, and create genius within our children? Or can our children reach back into their own cosmic record and bring up their DNA? Now, we're talking about reactivating the DNA, and that's the topic that's going on all over the planet right now. People are trying to come into their own. They're creating holograms of themselves, and they're talking about now they've been reactivated. They're a new person, new creature indeed. Now, the Bible did tell us that we would be a new creature indeed. And because we're on a new planet, we should work on the music changing our DNA. Now, we have a lot of junk DNA that we're not even using. It's just laying dormant, taking up space. And we're only using about 10 to 20% of our brain. So guess what? You have about one or two DNA strands that's working for you. The rest of it is junk DNA, and you need to have it reactivated. So you ask me, Omi, why would I need to have something reactivated? What's the purpose of that? Well, the purpose of that to make sure that you're working with all your faculties and you're living up to your expectation and you're living in the now. So we're going to talk about living in the now. We're not going to be dreaming. You know, Dr. Martin Luther King was constantly dreaming. We want to get away from all this dreaming, and we want to be in the now. We want to talk about our brother Dyer, who talked about living in the now, not in the present tense, not in the past tense, but we do need a bit of our past to create our future. Africans never forget to look in their past to bring it forward. There is a future for us once we work in the now. And the only way we can do that, we have to know something about our DNA and reactivating that DNA. Now, we're going to talk about something more advanced than the DNA. Some people are just talking on a lightweight, super level, supernatural level. We want to get deeper and probe deeper and take you to another level of understanding how this DNA works with body talks. That's right. We're going to bring in an expert to talk to you about how you can speak to the body, And you can learn and get to know all those personalities that are residing within you. And your hologram, you can begin to see those people who are still in the spirit realm, who have not transitioned off this planet. They're still here with you. Isn't it great to know that your grandmother who died, who still loves you, she's still around you hovering. She's still there, and holograms can bring them forward so you can see them. You can actually bring them in your presence. Now, I'm really into Star Wars, and I have to tell you I was a Star Wars queen because my son made me a Star Wars queen, and he talked about the Melchizedek. If you're a Star Wars fan, you know about the Melchizedek. And the Melchizedek were spirits that they summoned whenever they was in trouble, when they needed a supernatural act. That's the same thing we can do with our ancestors, summon them and command them. Remember, God said, command you me. You can command your ancestors. They are servants to you. They want to assist you. They had unfinished business here that they need clearing up anyway, and you have a body, and they don't, and they can't be seen, so they need your help. And guess what? We're going to talk to you about how to summon and use that frequency of music to summon those creatures around you and those who have made their transition. Now, why don't we hold tight, and let's talk about dreams and how we got to get out of those ghetto dreams. Hold tight. We'll be right back at you in a second.
I toss and turn, candlesticks in the dark. I was whipping the hard, I was getting the bras. They like, who the hell is that? I was dealing sacks, you looking at niggas that drove the hell and back. Charismatic, I was raised by an addict with money in the attic. Got guns while you at it. At this present time, I'm out of my mind, and that's a habit. Still got them waiting in line, they gotta have.
Last night was the first night I got sleep. Tossing and turning for 2 or 3 weeks. Oh, my nightmares are triggered by bad memories. Oh, Lord, send me an angel right now while I'm having ghetto dreams.
Cold sweats, listening to the old sweat. 1, 2, this a whole check. Now for real, nigga, this a whole check. Just horsing around polo sweat.
Yeah.
Used to dream about a bigger couch. Woke up in a bigger house. Come on, commas in my bank account. So much money, I had to let the bank account.
Last night was the first night I got sleep. Oh, tossing and turning for 2 or 3 weeks. Oh, my nightmares are triggered by bad memories.
Like the world stands still. Yesterday your little man got killed, and all he ever wanted was a bankroll. But he died too young cause the game's cold. Most niggas ain't no, or they just think slow. Once you get in you got to leave, but you can't though. Cause greed'll make a motherfucker evil, to the point he down your ass when he see you. Let's take that needle, fill it with poison, inject the ghetto with the drug, paranoia. Got you looking at your homeboy sideways. Ain't no honor among thieves, is it nowadays? They tell me crime pays, but I don't think so. Cause every criminal I know is in the clink, yo. A nigga in the game right now must be working for them people, cause that shit play out.
I lay awake in my four corner room, standing candles.
Ooh.
dreams always turn to ghetto nightmares.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We cannot let our dreams turn into ghetto nightmares. Now, we're talking about the paranormal and how frequency and vibrations can bring about the paranormal. And for you youngsters, this is appropriate for you. You should have had this as science 101 as a foundation, understanding your DNA and how your cosmic record has always been with you. And it's very important that your parents talk to you about the DNA of your ancestors. Say it with me, ancestors. Let's go over to the throne of grace and let's summon our ancestors now. And as we call on our ancestors today, our ancestors will begin to permeate this room. Now, we call on those ancestors today. As we call on the ancestors today, we ask them to come in and be a part of what we're doing. We ask them to bring those who have made their transition to the presence and to reconnect with us. As we call on those ancestors, we pour libations to the, then we pour libations to the west. We pour libations to the north, and we pour libations to the south. And those who might still be stuck in the mire we claim, those who are still coming through the middle passage, we call on those ancestors whose shoulders we stand on, that they may be present here today as we begin to summon them and talk to them about the arrangements of our music. How do we look into our cosmic records? How do we re-register our hologram so that we can see them? How do we bring them in the presence of here and now? How do we take a bit of our past to recreate our future? We say to God be the glory, and we acknowledge those saints that are here, and we call them forward at this very moment, and we say to God be the glory. Thank you so very much, ladies and gentlemen. We're about to get into our topic. Now, as I told you, we have not deviated. We're talking about the paranormal of music, how it alters our being, how it changes us, because our DNA has the memory record of everything that had been done within our ancestors' lives. And we can summon those DNA cosmic records, we can tap into those, and we can recreate our DNA so that we know our purpose and we can act intentionally. Now, I brought back an expert. Yesterday, I needed to give you more information. This is an expert. He is a specialist in the area of energy healing as well as naturopathic medicine and understanding body talk. Now, we're going to be talking about something more than just DNA and DNA water. We're going to bring him on to talk about the deeper level of understanding DNA. And I have with me Mr. Allen, Mr. James Allen, and he'll be speaking with us on the topic. So, ladies and gentlemen, call those numbers at 646-470-2270. Call in. You might want to question and ask questions about your DNA and your hologram. So let me bring Mr. James Allen on. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Mr. James Allen. Mr. Allen, you have the atmosphere.
Thank you very much. As always, I give great respect and honor to my ancestors, present and past and ancient. The topic that you wish to discuss today, and I want to be quite clear, you're talking about DNA. Is that correct? You want to?
Yeah, we're talking about DNA. The DNA, recreating our DNA and getting rid of the junk DNA so that we can really find out our full purpose.
Well, first,
and I would like for you to speak on a deeper level.
Okay. Well, what is DNA? You know, you can look the word up on the internet. I'm quite sure you can. Deoxynucleic nucleic acid, DNA, which is your basic particles, molecules that make up you. Okay? Hair, skin, fingernails, blood. So then the question is, in what field does your DNA resonate, right? So when you look at the human body, you're dealing with the physical body, the spiritual body, and the mental body. So, question, what field of existence does DNA resonate or vibrate on? I believe I heard you gave talk about people that were able to clear your DNA so that you can then begin to have better spiritual abilities such as telepathy, psychometry, so forth and so forth, if that's correct. The question has to be, is clearing your DNA, what does that mean, to clear your DNA? Junk DNA, what does it mean to have junk DNA? You know, that has to be defined. What is junk DNA? Because what is DNA? If DNA is makeup from your cellular level to your hair, fingernails, blood, saliva, then what is junk DNA? See, that very, you have to watch what's going on in this new earth shift, people being able to access higher levels of thought. You really have to be in tune and grounded to your family ancestry, as well as knowledge and a lot of common sense, to separate your DNA from your junk DNA. What does that mean? Right now to that, the answer is in the question. Junk DNA? What constitutes junk DNA? That's the question that has to be asked. So when you determine what constitutes junk DNA, then the next thing you have to ask yourself, well, is there a use for junk DNA? What is the use for DNA? Okay. Does DNA access what you would call the ethereal realm? Does it access what you would call the Akasha record? So those questions have to be put forth to individuals that want to remove your junk DNA, clean out your DNA, so that you can do what? What's the next thing there? To do what? A lot of different
James. You're absolutely right, because when we start getting rid of the Akashic records, we may be wiping our memory bank clean so that we will not ever remember ourselves, which could be a play on words for African-American, which we've always been psyched into believing we don't need a bit of our past.
Well, first of all, what gives you access to such a record? Who is in charge of that record? Can you just go and tap into your Akasha record, or is that Akasha record, does it have a code? Is it guarded? Okay? When you begin to explore the different fields of existence, be they biochemical, be they synthetic, there are laws to every realm of existence. So within the Akasha record, what is the rule? What is the rule to access the Akasha record? That has to be known. I mean, can you just access the Akasha record? I don't think so.
And you're right, because there might be a reason why that record is guarded, because just anybody can't go and tap into it. And the question is, where do you send those nullified records that you say are junk? Are you using them for someone else so that they can tap into your melanin?
Well, now you're talking about higher states of existence. So there are beings that exist throughout existence, okay? And then we're going to move on. I just have to do this because it's like a background. Think about this for a minute. If the God of your theology was in the beginning and created, then that is a lesser deity, because the God in your theology that said in the beginning God created, someone else said that, and then God created. So is God the author of existence? And if God is the author of existence, then where is that confirmed? Where is the text confirmed that God of existence, right? Now, we're dealing with principles and we're dealing with states of being that the deity of your theology did not put into place. So,
now, how does that relate to our
theology,
DNA? Let's bring it back. Let's bring it back to the core of our topic. Relate to DNA?
This all ties into the DNA, right? Because if you are not a part of in the beginning God created, right? Think about that for a minute. In the beginning God created. Therefore, there had to be beings, human, or beings that were in the creation. If they're in the creation, then they have a, what do you call, morphogenic field, an etheric field that vibrates. It's blood. The blood vibrates. The blood vibrates, and that creates what? The DNA has to be linked to what? The eternal. So if
right.
your God was in the beginning and created, then that God is not responsible for existence. So now you're talking about source to access. What energy put existence into being? Because existence came before creation. But your God story that someone is telling you that in the beginning God created. Okay, great. What about existence? So this God took something that was already created because it existed and then fashioned and made something. He created from what was already supplied to him. This is very important.
So in essence, you're saying that something was already in existence, but God had no known relatives or families or members of the family. So he took something that was already in the ether, already in the atmosphere. Is that what you're
exactly.
saying?
Exactly. So now let's get back to the DNA. This is going to tie in. Like I said yesterday, I have to go around the corner to get back to this spot today. Okay, so if you're going to wipe out junk DNA, who is responsible for putting your DNA into existence?
And
that
my
question
would be also,
where
is that junk DNA going, and can we possibly use that for the time being?
You can't even classify it as junk DNA. You can't classify it as junk DNA, because what gives you the right, which came from of purity that put existence into being, all things are put here for a reason. Who gives you the right to label what was put here divinely, organically, in a pure state as junk?
Can that be a play on words, somewhat of a trick to make us think that we're carrying around excess stuff that we don't need and somebody wants to come clean us up? That's been the problem in the past, Mr. Allen. People have wanted to alter us, to change us.
You first have to vibrate on the DNA level. You have to master the DNA level before you can discard anything to go to another level and say, well, that's just junk DNA. Well, wait a minute. Have you mastered the DNA level?
Okay, let me take you to another area. For those who are listening now, I want to take you to another level where we're talking about the human being functioning and being able to call into place various different things in their life and be able to operate on a higher conscious plane. Now, if Mr. Allen will zone into the deeper level, when we start functioning on a higher plane, we now can see our hologram, we see that who we are, our purpose. Now, how do we use that DNA to our benefit in music to elevate ourselves to a level so we are vibrating at such a high frequency that every note we create will elevate and exhaust the frequency level so that we begin to heal through our music? So where would we go from that level, from vibrating and getting that vibration out there, that tone out there in all the music that we create?
Well, you make music every day when you breathe. Your body is breathing a certain tone because you breathe. Your diaphragm, your natural breathing and walking, the emotions that you encounter every day affects the rate and how fast you breathe or how you breathe. That's a rhythm and a tone, okay? That is tracked and picked up the etheric level, if you will. That's a physical thing, but it's picked up on an etheric level because when you deal with healing, you're dealing with the physical body and the spiritual body, okay? The spiritual body is attached to the physical body. They call that your oversoul, all right? And then you have what you call your aura, your etheric, the etheric energy that surrounds your body. So there are a lot of different systems. You have to really pinpoint what it is you're asking because a lot of things are not defined in people's hear words. They don't really.
Well,
that's why they listen,
Mr. Allen,
to the program.
If I asked you, could you read auras, that's reading the person's disposition. If someone walked or called in and say, I like my aura red, I feel like that I'm in a cesspool of a loneliness. I'm starting to feel depressed, and my aura is just showing. Is there a way to read those auras and detect whose harmony is being lowered and save them before they go into a transition of a deeper depression? Is there a way to tap into that aura to reconnect it and to correct it through a vibrational note?
Well, it takes a master teacher to actually see the aura. It takes a master teacher to actually see the aura. The aura sends out vibrations as well as physical colors. And in those colors, you're able to determine, you know, a person's mood. You're able to determine where a person is in their emotional state and in their thinking. Yeah, that is real, okay? It is real. How to obtain that, it takes a lot of spiritual discipline and meditation, fasting, and the proper things to eat. You can achieve the level of actually identifying or seeing a person's aura. There's another way that you can actually mm-hmm. feel as well, okay? You can feel the energy emanating from a person. Certain people are gifted with the ability to gaze upon you. And through that gaze, they can pick up from the energy field. They pick up and it's downloaded into the conscious mind, your story or what's going on with you or what needs to be passed on to you. That is real. And people do it. The sincere do it without pay. They do it because it's in their heart to do it.
Well, let me ask you a question. Is it possible to download a frequency to change the disposition of those who are vibrating at a lower frequency? I know that there's been studies in psychology where doctors have claimed that through various different shamans training them, they have noted that gratification and the ability to forgive and apologize and give these people a feeling that they are whole, they are all right. And giving that back to a set of mental ill patients could actually reverse their condition and set them to a point of having higher frequencies, which is what David thought that the music would do for him when he asked, when David wanted the musicians to come and play, he was at such a low stage in his spiritual level that the music would sometimes comfort him so he could have peace. Now, we know there's a chaotic level and there's one that will bring about peace. So what can we say about music that we could use in the laboratory that will create this tone and change a vibration? We're coming up on the end of the hour now, and I want to say that thank you, Mr. Allen, and thank you, listening audience. They're cutting us off now.
You're welcome.
Mr. Allen, are you still there?
Well, yes,
just give us a last opinion there if you can, because I think they're trying to cut us off. But anyway, Give us your last opinion on that.
Tones, vibrational frequencies, and harmony. We're all created through tones and octaves. So the best thing to do is to purify your body as best as you can, okay, silently, and listen to the rhythm of your mind. Go within your own mind, your own, that's your meditation.